Good morning. Today we are completing our discussion of hearing one's own wife singing when she is a Nida, but we're going to ask an additional question on it. We have seen previously that there's a big machlokis in the poskim. Is there a problem of kol beisha erva when it comes to one's own wife when she is not tahora, when she is a Nida? Many poskim are strict on this, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv. On the other hand, we saw some poskim who are lenient, for example, the Abia Omer, saying that there's not a prohibition. It's like you're permitted to look at her. You're also allowed to hear her sing. You can have hana, benefit from looking at her. You can have benefit from hearing her sing. She will be permitted to you in the not-so-distant future. So, indeed, there's a basis to be lenient according to those poskim. We are going to say, according to the machmirim, this is our question of the day, according to those who are strict, that there's a problem of hearing the singing voice of one's wife when she is a Nida, how about a recording? And the poskim discuss recordings of the generations ago, or at least decades ago, with the tape recorder and with the record player before the tape recorder. And nowadays we say MP3 players, and to hear it recording on your phone, whatever method it may be. And that's our question. According to those who are machmir to hear the live voice, is there going to be a problem of hearing a recorded voice? So the Minchat Yitzchak Dayan Weiss discusses this, not nowadays. He talks about the gramophone, the record player, is there a problem or not? And then he says, typically, when we talk about Kol Beisha Erva, let's leave aside one's wife. But hearing somebody singing that is not one's wife, and you don't know what she looks like, in those situations, there are some poskim who are makel that they are lenient, because they say that the problem is based on a Gemara Megillah, is Yoda Umakira. If you know what she looks like, then hearing her voice is going to be kol beisha erva, is going to be prohibited. If you don't know what she looks like, then it's not going to be prohibited. So they say the same thing may be in this instance. This is Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss saying, V'imken gam beishto nida, the same should apply. Apparently, when one's wife is a Nida, apparently there would be a prohibition, assuming you know what she looks like, and that's every husband should know what his wife looks like. So when you hear the kol zimra, when you hear her singing voice, she is now an erva to you because she is a Nida, she is not permitted to you. So it should be like any other woman singing, that when you know what she looks like, it's going to be a problem of kol beisha erva. That is apparently, but then he says, but we have a pisrei tshuva that discusses hearing the live voice of one's wife is singing, and even there he seems to say it's prohibited, but in the end of the day he says, tzarech iyun, it's not so clear that it's prohibited when she's a Nida, and accordingly, im kein lishmo al yedei kelim hanalu lain isra, according to that pisrei tshuva, that he's not so definitive that hearing one's wife's kol, her zammer, her singing voice is prohibited when she's a Nida, it could be that we're going to be even more lenient when it comes to hearing it via a recording. But in the end of the day, he says, "Umikomakam kozerak im ein kavanas alahanato." This would be conditioned. Any heter would be conditioned on when the wife sings, her intention, when you make the recording, and the use of that recording is going to be conditioned on that she, her kavana, is not that he should benefit when he's listening. That shouldn't be his, what he's trying to do is have benefit. Kavana, his kavana should be to hear the music, but not that he wants to have specific benefits, hana'a, interest in his wife based on this, because if that is indeed the motivation, it could be of one or the other or both. He doesn't really distinguish. He really talks about kavanasa, her kavana, but in any case, that would cause hergel avera bavada, that would cause the possibility of avera because she is anita. It would increase the attraction at a time when she would be prohibited to him, and that would be problematic. So we see here that the Minchat Yitzchak seems to be saying that maybe there's a basis to be lenient on a recording, but nonetheless, he says, if the intention is for hana'a, then it would be prohibited. But he continues the next question, very fascinating question. How about if the wife is playing an instrument? For example, she's playing a harp or something along those lines. And is that a problem of kol isha? Typically, we think kol beisha erva is the singing voice of a woman, but how about if she's playing an instrument? So he says that, this is the Dayan Weiss, says that he saw that a certain gon, he doesn't mention who he is, had a suffix, had a doubt. Maybe it's prohibited when she's playing a musical instrument, maybe it's problematic. Yesh isur lebala lishmo b'mei nidasa, is it prohibited for the husband to hear her when she is in nida? And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Kchi kinor, take for yourself a harp, the mantizkri, in order for you to remember what's going on." So the Metzudas David says that this is talking about a zona, a prostitute that doesn't want to be forgotten. And she goes around the city to remind people of herself playing an instrument. She's playing a harp, going around, and it's melodious. It sounds beautiful. It's a beautiful tone, a beautiful music. And her interest, her motivation is to ensure that her lovers remember her. And that's brought by the Metzudas David. It's also brought by the Radak. So based on that pasuk and based on that explanation, the Minchat Yitzchak says, when it comes to a wife playing an instrument for the husband when she's in nida, pshitalei de'im minagenet lahana'as ba'ala, if she's playing for the hana'a of her husband, so he'll have hana'a from it. Bevada yesh lachush mishum hergel davar, we should really be concerned, hergel davar, that it could lead to something between the two when she is a nida. And accordingly, the Minchat Yitzchak says that it would be prohibited. It could be that it's if it's innocent music and not intentional that they would have hana, that it's not her intention that he'll have hana. He's not having hana from it in an interested way in his wife. Then it could be that it is permitted. Now, interesting point, he just says, talks about hana, but what type of hana are we talking about? Because that's the point of music, is to enjoy the music. The person plays it, wants people to enjoy it, and the people listening, they want to enjoy it as well. So is that an innocent hana, meaning is the real hana that he's talking about, that she would, like that zona, that prostitute in Yeshayahu, that her intention was that her lovers would remember her in an affectionate way. So if that's the wife's intention, then we can say it's problematic. But if it's simply that she wants to enjoy the music, wants the husband to have an enjoyment from the music as we do any other music, maybe that's a distinction we can make. But the Minchas Yitzchak does not bring that down. He simply says that if her intention is for him to have hana'ah from the music, then that could lead to problems, and it would be prohibited for him to even hear the music that she's played, the musical instrument that she's played. And certainly he said that vis-a-vis her singing voice, that if her intention is for him to have hana'ah from it, then we are concerned that it may lead to improper, inappropriate, prohibited activities in light of her being a nida. Have a wonderful day.